Maybe, Randy. Maybe they will go all the way 20 years after they went all the way.
Wouldn't that be cool?
We welcome you back to Chaska on your Sunday afternoon. Turn it into your Sunday evening. We appreciate you joining us. Watkins Clippers baseball state semifinals, Randy, as you followed, you've been on some long runs in the state tournament. You had the Lake Henry a couple years ago. I had Cold Spring last year, and we get to do it again into the semis.
We get to do it again. Central Minnesota is making us proud. Sobieski, they are part of the Final Four, and Watkins, they are on opposite sides of the bracket.
Sobieski's not in the Final Four, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, they got out there already?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Go Skis.
Yep. So it will be interesting to see who comes out on top here, Kirby, in this tournament.
We got some field maintenance right now. The game schedule is starting in a few moments right here on KASM, your home for Clipper baseball during their state tournament run. As Randall, how did these squadrons, how did they make their way to the Final Four?
Well, I think I tore up my bracket.
Yeah, right.
I did.
No, you did.
Oh, no, I didn't. I'm sorry. All right, Watkins, they made it through this bracket. Of course, they were the champions of Region 11C. They beat Princeton 5-0 back last Saturday, so about 8 days ago. They came to the park here in Chaska yesterday. They defeated St. Martin, a no-hitter by Matt Geislinger, 3-0. Watkins then this morning took on St. Patrick, another shutout. Justin Thompson with a wonderful pitching performance, 7 1/3 of three-hit baseball, shutout baseball. Watkins beat St. Patrick 2-0, and now here it's Watertown. Watertown taking on Watkins in the Final Four. Watertown, on the other hand, they came in as the number 3 seed out of Region 7, Kirby. So they had to beat Midway 7-3. That was on the first weekend of play. Last Sunday, a week ago, Watertown defeated the Avon Lakers, and that was 8-1. They defeated Avon. They took on Eagle Lake yesterday, and they defeated Eagle Lake. That was a come-from-behind victory. Eagle Lake was leading 3-0 going into the ninth. Watertown miraculously scores 4 runs, and they win that ballgame 4-3 over in Waconia. And then they come back today, and they beat Melrose. They just shut out Melroy, the Yankees, 10-0 in 8 innings.
So from the view of the bracket, you would say it's the arms versus the bats here in the semifinals on the bottom half, because Watkins hasn't given up a run, and Watertown sure can swing it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're getting started here at 4:30, they told us. Now, we haven't heard if the game over in Waconia has gone final yet. That was Waconia and Alexandria, because that will be the final team of the Final Four. Sobieski awaits the winner of that Waconia-Alexandria game. And last we heard it was 2-1, I believe.
Alec was up 2-1.
Alec was up 2-1 in that ball game, and that was in the middle inning. So they've been a little slow getting us scores from Waconia today, so hopefully we have that one when we start here shortly. But this should be a good battle, Kirby. I mean, these teams historically, I don't know if they've ever met. I really haven't done any homework, or I've had time to do some homework here, if Watkins and Watertown have ever met. The one common thing, they both start with W.
I mean, nice catch.
I mean,
nice catch.
Yeah. Right now, they're going over ground rules at home plate.
Matt, that's Geislinger. That crack Rostein analysis right there that pay you the big bucks for.
If you were looking, looking up zip codes or something, they're pretty close to each other, right?
They are right. There's one town between them in the state tournament participation part of the book.
Waconia?
Nope, Waterville.
Waterville.
So Watertown, Waterville, Watkins.
Okay.
Watertown has been to the state tournament 12 times. They're the champions in 1951. They made it last year, and they made it this year 12 times. Watkins, of course. Didn't they have a T-shirt that said same bleep, different year once upon a time?
Did.
They've been there.
They
Watkins has been to the state tourney an awful lot. Of course, the champions, as I had mentioned, for Watkins in 2001. Third place, 93, third place in 02 as well. Watkins has made it a pile of times. And Clipper baseball here today, Randy, is brought to you by our great sports boosters. They don't make it possible without these guys. Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Albany and Richmond, A&W, Central Minnesota Insurance Company, Erkins Water of Cold Spring, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Rambo, Albany Chrysler Center, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, and Gilliland Chevrolet. Stay tuned after the game. Randy brought 2 caps today. He gave one away to Justin Thompson. The other one will be on the head of a proud Clipper, who is our coveted cap player of the game. That's coming up, of course, after our ball game here today. Runts, you got those starting lineups for us?
I do. Let's start out with the visitors on the scoreboard. That is Watertown today. Pat Cheetah leads it off in center field. Ben Smith, he'll bat second at third base. Mitch Kelzer bats third in left field. Zach Eiten will bat fourth. He's at first base today. Batting fifth will be Ryan Hangartner, and Ryan is at second base. Matt Butler will bat sixth. He's the DH. Nick Truckee will bat seventh and doing the catching. Batting eighth will be Jake Anderle in right field, and Jadrian Cavey is at shortstop, and he will bat ninth. Holt Hunsicker is on the mound today. Holt Hunsicker on the mound, and he'll be DH4. That lineup for Watertown, Pat Cheetah, Ben Smith, and Mitch Kelzer, Zach Eiten, Ryan Hangartner, and Matt Bauer, Nick Truckee, Jake Anderle, and Jadrian Cavey.
There you go.
Cavey's at shortstop, and then Holt Hunsicker on the mound. For the Watkins Clippers, Nolan Geislinger leads it off at short. Luke Hogan will bat second at he will catch today. Kevin Kramer bats third in center field. Danny Berg bats fourth in right field. Brendan Ashton will bat fifth. He's at first base. Justin Thompson bats sixth in left field. Carter Block will bat seventh at second base. Carson Geislinger bats eighth over at third. And Matt Geislinger will bat ninth. He's the DH. Isaac Benish. Isaac Benish will start today, the draftee from St. Joseph. He's a left-hander, and Isaac will get the mound for Matt Geislinger and his Watkins Clippers. There you go. Nolan Geislinger, Lincoln Hogan, and Kevin Kramer. Danny Berg, Brendan Ashton, and Justin Thompson. Carter Block, Carson Geislinger, and Matt Geislinger with Isaac Benish on the mound.
You mentioned Matt Geislinger, the manager. He is he calls the shots for Watkins. The skipper for Watertown is Jared Dusky. Jared Dusky, one of the many coaches, but he's the guy who calls the shots at the end of the day. From what we gathered from Watertown, so Randy, we heard about them. The state board was talking about them last week before that Kimball game. We said someone told you in a state board booth or something along the lines of, "Boy, can these guys hit?" We know they can hit, and we know that they're loud, and we know that they got a little confidence going into this game, don't they?
A little swagger to them.
There we go.
Absolutely. We saw that swagger against Milroy the game before that. Now, advantage or disadvantage, Kirby? Watkins got to sit out a game, and Watertown playing right after. Is there advantage or disadvantage?
You know, that's so hard to say. You would not complain either way because you're playing in the Final Four. You have no issue either way. But just the fact of maybe staying off your feet a little bit. But when you score 10 runs, you want to maybe keep the hot bats going. Yeah. So it's yin and yang, I would say. What how would you go on that?
You know, part of me says you sit around a game, you get tight, you maybe get a little stiff.
Yeah,
and that's hard. That's hard because I've been in tournaments and stuff, different sporting events. And Kirby, you get that little bit of time off. It's tough to get the guys fired up and ready to go again. Where I think Watertown maybe is running on a little adrenaline right now, aren't they?
Well, they got something cooking over there.
10-0, yeah. Something in the
they
water.
They got the a big team. I mean, look at all those guys over there. They got 25 guys on the roster. They list 5 bench coaches. You know, they're dancing in the dugout, they're bat flipping, they're ball flipping, they're double dancing. It's they got something cooking in Watertown, Randy. It's gonna be
the baseball purist in me doesn't like that. But I mean there's excitement to a point, right?
The kids, when I was my tenure as a manager of the Richmond Royals was coming to an end, there were some young kids on the team who loved that stuff.
Yeah.
Having fun and joking around, dancing and stuff like that. So it's to each his own type of thing.
You know, we have thousands of listeners, and I am not kidding you when I say thousands of listeners, back in central Minnesota listening to this ball game and using us, too, on the World Wide Web, which is kind of awesome, too, that we're able to broadcast to a worldwide audience with our live stream at mychasm.com. So you have lots of ways to listen to this game today. KASM, 1150 AM, 107.7 FM. On our HD, 105.5 HD2. And again, on our stream, just go to our webpage, MyKasm, MyKASM.com, and click on the live stream.
Get us everywhere.
Get us everywhere, man. And to get us through the first two innings, it's Kirby Hemish.
Thank you, Randall. As the Clippers, the home team, on the scoreboard, Watkins is out onto the field here in lovely Chaska. That was a question we had gotten between games, Randy, that someone asked, which park do you like better, Chaska or Waconia? And, you know, you get to the state tournament, you're never really going to run into a hole by any means,
no.
But you have the tradition, the history, and kind of the ballpark feel here in Chaska. Then you have the new ritzy, tiny shiny toy over in Waconia, where it's like, gosh, you have, you know, the new generation and the old history one. You're really good either way.
You are good either way. They both have huge grandstands.
Yeah.
I mean, they seat a lot under a roof, which I think is key. And then, of course, there are other amenities, too. Their foods are great. Their just fan hospitality is awesome. So, but, Kirby, you mentioned the ambiance, and with Chaska sitting on the Minnesota River with trees in the background, I mean, this is picturesque, isn't it?
Light towers that have been there for 50 years.
Yeah.
And pieces of wood in the grandstand that have seen enough games to you know, have their own book told about them. As we're ready to go onto the mound, Isaac Benesch into the batter's box is Pat Cheetah as he leads things off for Watertown. And that pitch missing for a ball. It'll be Cheetah, Ben Smith, Mitch Kelzer due up for the Red Devils here in the first inning as that pitch in there for a strike from Benesch. Lefty, program says he's 20 years old,
wow.
Graduate of St. Cloud Apollo, went to Century College as he is tasked with pitching the Clippers to the title shot as the 1-1 pitch tapped foul by Pat Cheetah.
That's a dandy deuce.
Very nice lefty hook right there from Benesch. 1-2 to count. Clippers at the field. It's Nolan Geislinger over. How about Carson Geislinger over at third? Nolan Geislinger at shortstop. Second base, Carter Block. First base, Brendan Ashton. Benesch's 1-2 pitch. Curveball missing down and away. Evens it up at 2-2. Joe Gill's listening today, but he's not dancing, he said, Randy. No dancing for Joe.
Okay.
He would not fit in with the Watertown dugout. Sorry, JoJo. 2-2 the count to Cheetah as Benesch's 2-2 pitch missing down and away. Some zip on the fastball, but a little bit down and away right there. In left field, Justin Thompson for Watkins. Center field, Kevin Kramer. Right field, Danny Berg. Lincoln Haugen back behind the plate where he belongs. And on the mound, the draftee from St. Joseph, Isaac Benesch. Full count. Payoff pitch to Cheetah. Fouled into the netting. Good at bat for the leader right here. Got the high sock stirrups. He pitched in the quarterfinal game, that 10-0 victory. He got the complete game shutout. He looked pretty doggone good, too.
Yeah, he did.
Shut down that Milroy team. 3-2 pitch, fouled to the netting once again. Randy, 3-2 foul ball. You ever seen it?
Well, I've seen it a couple times here against Benesch and Cheetah now. And yeah, we see it all the time. Kirby, you kind of got to wonder if the stomach is a little in knots right now for Isaac Benesch. I mean, to get this, semifinal game with legends in the dugout watching you.
3-2 pitch off the plates. Great take right there. Take of the day for Pat Cheetah as just a little bit outside. Leader on for Watertown. That was close, Randy.
That was very close. And Lincoln Haugen held the mitt there for a while. He thought he'd get the call from the home plate umpire, and he just was just a bit too far outside.
Bring Ben Smith to the plate. Ben Smith, the third baseman for Watertown. Left-handed swinging. Ashton will hold on the runner, Cheetah. Big old hole over there for Smith to work with as he looks at a ball off the plate. The Red Devils, red tops, white pants. Got kind of like a red piping, red and white piping all around. As there goes the runner, Cheetah. 1-0 pitch is fouled at home plate. Little hit and run. As
he had a great jump.
That was an awesome jump right there, but Smith hacked at it. As Cheetah will make his way back to first base. As 1-1 the count will be. Alexandria up 6-1.
Wow.
Over Waconia. 6-1 in that other quarterfinal matchup over in Waconia. Sobieski's waiting on the winner. So 1-1 the count here to Ben Smith. One on, nobody out. Top of the first inning. Benesch comes home. That pitch missing down and away with the off speed. 2-1 our count moves to.
One thing we've seen with Benesch versus like Matt Geislinger, Kirby, is that he has not pitched inside to these batters yet. Everything's been on the outside part of the plate.
Working away, 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 where Matt goes in. There goes Cheetah. That pitch is missing for a ball. Hogan's throw down to second base is not in time. And it is a stolen base for Pat Cheetah. He's into scoring position, and you mentioned that jump earlier, Randy. This one might have been better.
Absolutely. Great jump. And all of a sudden, Watertown with a guy in scoring position. This is a Watkins team, Kirby, that's played three games, has shut out every opponent so far.
3-1 the count here. He walked the leadoff man. This pitch hit on the right side. It'll get the runner Cheetah to third. Blockfield's at second. Flips it over to Ashton 4-3 to retire Ben Smith for out number one, but a productive out number one.
Absolutely. Hitting it to the right side, moving his teammate over to third. Now we'll see if Benish can work on these 3 and 4 hitters.
So the infield's going to come in the top of the first inning for Watkins as Mitch Kelzer with one away is going to be asked to get that run across. Huge backstop, a lot of room behind home plate here in Chaska. So Lincoln's going to have to be a brick wall as that pitch missing down and in. 1-0 the count. As Benish's 1-0 pitch, big swing and a miss right there by Mitch Kelzer. That hook, he's got a lot of confidence in that pitch, Randy.
Yeah, he's throwing it for strikes when he's used them here early on. Get that wind in center field, Kirby. We see it swirling around. It blows to right. Then we'll get a little swirl to left.
Benish's 1-1 pitch. That's hit on the ground up the middle. Diving stop by Geislinger. Throw across and off the bag is Ashton. Great play by Nolan. But his throw just a tad wide across to score is Pat Cheetah. It's 1-0 in favor of Watertown. Wow. And on at first is Mitch Kelzer. He gets the RBI, and what are they going to give him there? I mean, you're going to call an error on a diving stop?
You know, that, again, the official score is going to look at it. When he got up and threw, was it a makeable out? And they had said it was.
So they do give the error to the Clippers.
That's a tough error for Nolan Geislinger.
Oh, as I actually hear some, maybe a debate. That's debatable across in the room next to us, Randy, that they might be changing that to a hit. So a run is in. The first run that Watkins has allowed in the state tournament as this pitch is lifted into short right field. That's going to drop off the bat of Zach Eiten checking into second base. With that single is Kelzer, Eiten aboard. And Watertown still coming at you here in the first inning.
They are. And Isaac Benish going to get a little talking to now from Lincoln Hogan out on the mound and try to settle this young guy down. First run being scored on the Clippers so far here in this year's state tournament. First time they're playing from behind, Kirby.
Well, when you don't give up any runs, it's tough to be trailing. So the powwow with Lincoln and Benish has come to an end.
They did switch it, Kirk.
So they gave them the hit there. Good. That was a good call. Very tough play. As this pitch hit on the ground towards second, should be two. Block will field. Goes to Nolan for one. Relay back to first. Picked out nicely by Ashton. Lincoln with the visit of the day. Calming down Mr. Benish as they get the 4-6-3 off the bat of Ryan Handgartner. And that'll do it for Watertown in the first. But they strike first in the first, scoring one run on two hits. No Watkins errs, and one runner left on base. Half an inning, Watertown up 1-0. Bottom of the first coming up in a minute. It is Clipper Baseball right here on KASM.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Roads are busy with farm equipment during harvest season, so please help your local farmers by sharing the road and staying alert. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual want your help in keeping farmers safe. Slowing down and practicing careful driving could save someone's future and help us all trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
To to the bottom of the first. Watkins, for the first time, as Randy alluded to in the top of this inning, playing from behind, batting from behind, as they'll get their first look at Holt Hunziker. And Holt is he's good at getting stuff off the top shelf, I bet, Randy.
Oh, I bet he is, too. The kid is tall. I mean, another 6 foot five, 6 foot six pitcher here, Kirby. Holt Hunziker.
25 years old. Graduate of Okoboji High School. Goes to Northern University, or excuse me, went to Northern University.
And again, another first name that is on my favorite first name team.
Mary?
Holt? Cal?
Your third kid's going to be named Cal, and your fourth kid's going to be named Holt, apparently. Holt Rothstein. And Cal Rothstein. Coming at you at Chasm in the next 18 years, maybe. As Nolan Geisinger into the batter's box, it'll be Geisinger, Haugen, and Kramer, that top of the Watkins order, looking to scratch one back. What's going on here? Holt got something on his hand that he shouldn't.
So Watkins said whatever he had.
Bracelet or something like that?
Take it off.
That always made me laugh. Especially the sleeves. Like where they have to match the sleeves or whatever. It's like, oh, yeah. Because you were batting and you were thinking to yourself, oh, this is weird. This guy's got one sleeve on and he doesn't have another one. That's
What's going on with that?
That's right? Affecting my batting. Yeah. So Geisinger into the box as Holt Hunziker is ready to rock. The big right-hander's first offering to Nolan is in there for a strike defensively around the horn. Ben Smith at third for the Devils. Jadrian Kivi is at shortstop. Second base is Ryan Hangartner as Geisinger fouls this one away. Young Nolan in a hole at 0-2. At first base, it's Zach Eiten. And Holt Hunziker quickly two strikes on Geisinger. The right-hander's ready. Rocks and fires. His 0-2 pitch, missing down. Moving our count to 1-2. Left field, it's Mitch Kelzer. Center field, Pat Cheetah. Right field, Jake Anderle. Catching today is Nick Truckee. As the 1-2 pitch from Hunziker is hit on the ground towards second. Up with it is Hangartner. He'll flip it over to the first baseman, Zach Eiten, 4-3 to retire Nolan Geisinger for out number one.
We know how hard, or I know how hard it is to be a parent watching your kid play, Kirby. And we've heard stories of parents that, like, they're very loud. Some are very quiet. Some get very nervous. I know talking with some of Bruce Geisinger's brothers, they said Bruce was with him for a while, but then he just had to walk away the last game because he gets nervous for his kids. And it's like, just want to be by myself.
1-0 pitch missing to Lincoln, or excuse me, the first pitch to Lincoln was in there for a strike. Second pitch missing for a ball to even it up at 1-1. It's supposed to mean something.
Yeah.
It meant a lot to him when he played, and I'm sure it means a lot now that his boys are out there. As the 1-1 pitch to Lincoln, that's cut on and missed. Now Lincoln's dad, I'm sure he was having a ball watching the game
Absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely. Yeah. Probably watching the grandkids, too.
Yeah. 1-2, one away. Watkins down by a run here, bottom of the first inning, as this pitch hit on the ground toward short. The shortstop is Kivi. He's up with it, low throw, picked out nicely right there by Zach Eiten. 6-3 for out number two. The Clippers testing the middle infield of Watertown, and they've been up to the task thus far.
What do you say about a pitcher when he gets ground balls? He's keeping his ball down, and that's a good working baseball, isn't it?
How low can you go? Yeah. As a very nice work right there by Holt Hunziker, getting those grounders to his shortstop. Kivi, and before that to his second baseman, Hangartner.
Kevin Kramer, Kirby, has had a great tournament, a couple hits last week in their win over Princeton. We know what he's done yesterday and today.
First pitch swinging, KK fouls it straight back. Kramer, awesome catch in left center field in our morning game. Watkins victory earlier today.
Scored the first run against St. Martin yesterday. Just on an all-out hustle.
As this pitch is skied into center field, Cheetah took a step back. Now he's coming on as Cheetah will make the catch cap high, and it's an easy 1-2-3 first inning for Holt Hunziker and the Watertown Red Devils. Watkins goes in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We've played one, and Watertown has scored one. 1-0 our score. On to the second in a minute right here on Chasm Radio.
Summertime is baseball time in central Minnesota.
That's amateur baseball.
All of this baseball talk makes me hungry.
Let's make plans to stop at Albany and Richmond A&W.
That's a great idea. Perfect before or after the game, or anytime.
Check out our starting lineup. Hot dogs, hamburgers, chicken strips, root beer floats, and
ice cream!
Get a hit or a double or a triple. No! Hit a home run! At Albany and Richmond A&W.
The experts at Gillick Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning provide fast, affordable HVAC, plumbing, and repair for new and remodeling service. They recently purchased Ron Softwater of Painesville and would like to thank Ron Schlungen for his 50-year career in the water treatment industry. Gillick Plumbing offers water and jetter services along with heating and air conditioning products and contractor-grade drain cleaning products. As an award-winning authorized Rheem Pro partner, Gillick Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Learn more at GillickPlumbing.com. For all your comfort needs, better get Gillick.
We welcome you back to Chaska State Semifinals between Watkins and Watertown. It'll be Matt Butler into the batter's box for the Red Devils. And it'll be Butler, Nick Truckee, and Jake Anderle. That reads 6-7-8 in the Watertown lineup as the pitcher Isaac Benish, first offering. Curveball breaks in there nicely to Matt Butler. Butler the DH today in the second game. Lineup changed up a little bit for Watertown, but when you got all those options, Randy, it makes things a little more fluent, I guess. You have that opportunity to change the lineup as the one-strike pitch missing below the knees, apparently, evening it up at 1-1. One in the first for Watertown. As Benish's 1-1 pitch, that's lifted into short right center field, and that ball is going to drop. Jeez. Running up the first baseline with his arms extended is Matt Butler, as he is aboard with a leadoff single for Watertown. But, Randy, what I was going to get to, how big was that double play that Benish induced? They had runners at first and second, just one away. He gets Handgartner to bounce into that twin killing to get him out of the inning.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. That stopped a big rally. And we're going to get some activity down in that bullpen, aren't we, Kirby?
I'll give our listeners two guesses as to who's warming up in the pen, but you're only going to need one. His name is Matt, and his last name is Geislinger. As the first pitch from Benish in there for a strike. Matt with the no-no yesterday against St. Martin. Through the last inning and two-thirds today. Squaring to bunt is Nick Truckee. As that bunt is pushed foul up the first baseline, Truckee in a hole at 0-2.
Saw Matt really stretching those legs out, Kirby. He was doing more with his legs now before the game than he was with his arm. And, you know, that's the thing with pitchers. It's your legs. You get your power from your legs.
Legs and back, yeah. That's where it takes a toll on you. Time called at home plate for Truckee. Big crowd on hand here. Watkins well represented. Watertown. Apparently no one's left in Watertown.
No, they brought the town.
And I would say water is not in their diet this evening as the 0-2 pitch missing outside. Now 1-2. 1-2 the count. Truckee trying to get the runner Butler over. Benish has other ideas. The St. Joe swung on and missed on the pitch right there as Truckee goes down on strikes for out number one, first strikeout for Isaac Benish.
Yeah, that big hook again. There it is. Hit me. Try to hit me.
Are they the Joes or the Saints?
It is St. Joe Joes.
St. Joe Joes. Okay. You have two team names in your in your name. As Jake Anderle into the batter's box. Anderle steps in. He's the right fielder and aid hitter. First offering from Benish. That's punched into short right field. Nice job by Anderle. Taking that inside out swing, Randy, and punching it in front of Berg and Wright. Second single like that this inning.
Second this inning. Third in the game, Kirby. They've actually had three singles like that here in the ball game, and it's just a little inside out swing by those right-handed hitters taking it the other way.
Not trying to do too much, just punch it over there. That'll bring Jadrian Kivi to the plate, ninth place hitter, as the first offering from Benish that is cut on and missed by Jadrian. J-A-D-R-I-E-N. Like Adrian with a J. As at second base is Matt Butler. First base is Jake Anderle. Time called at home by Jadrian Kivi. Ooh, cloud for the first time today, Randy.
Right. We have had just the most awesome Sunday afternoon so far here in Chaska.
One out, two on, one strike the count. Benish's pitch just off the plate right there. Lincoln trying to hold it there and let the ump know that he thought it was pretty good. Evens our count up at 1-1.
What a difference a game makes. Yeah. I mean, the last Watkins game, we had an umpire that had a very generous strike zone, even though it wasn't big, but it was generous.
1-1 pitch, off-speed missing away. Now 2-1. Funny how that works sometimes, huh?
Yeah, this one is like hit a can of corn.
A little more, going to be a little more accurate with your pitches. Not as many gifts. As the 2-1 offering from Benish, that's popped up. Ashton won't have a play. That'll bounce, will actually end up in the Watertown dugout. No way it hit the ground as many bodies that are in there.
Oh, somebody grabbed it.
Had to have. 2-2 the count now to Jadrian Kivi, leadoff man Pat Cheetah, the run scorer. He's on deck. As Benish's off-speed pitch missing away now 3-2. Filling it up at 3-2 to Jadrian Kivi. The count. Benish got a double play ball to get him out of the jam in the first. As this pitch, that is hit in the air to center field and deep. Going back is Kramer. Kevin still going back. He dives, and he makes the catch. What a grab by Kevin Kramer in deep center field. Now the ball's going to get away. Run over to third and out at third base. The throw in from Kramer got past the second baseman, Carter Block. Lincoln Haugen goes and grabs the ball. Throws out Matt Butler trying to reach third. And again, a big double play on two phenomenal plays. One by Haugen, but the real showstopper was Kramer in center.
Oh, Kramer, the Superman play of the game as he dives and his body ended up on the warning track out there by the 390, Kirby.
Man, alive. Where do you got to hit it to get it past the guy? Over the fence, huh?
Awesome.
Matt Geislinger runs out of the bullpen to go give Kevin a big high five, and that does it for Watertown in the second. They score no runs. They got two hits. There were no Watkins errors. There was some phenomenal Watkins defense, and one runner left on base. 1.5, 1-0 Watertown, bottom two. Coming up so I can catch my breath right here in a minute on KESM.
Having a hard time finding a new vehicle? Not a problem. Stop into Gilliland Chevrolet. We've got over 140 new vehicles in stock and over 400 new units in production. The friendly and helpful team at Gilliland will help you find or reserve your perfect ride. So you don't have a down payment to reserve a vehicle? Not a problem. We don't require any money down. And what if you don't love the vehicle when it comes in? Not a problem. No obligation or pressure to buy at all. Maybe you've spotted the perfect vehicle online or on our lot, but you want to make sure that you get the most for your trade. Not a problem. All month long, we are paying $1,000 over KBB fair trade-in value on your trade. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we're here to make your car buying experience as problem-free as possible. Visit us at 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud, or GillilandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Offer ends 9/30/21 based on KBB fair trade-in value. Value on any 2018 or older vehicle, good towards the purchase of any new or pre-owned vehicle over $5,000 value. See dealer for details.
Boom, 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 boom. To the bottom of the second, Dan Berg, Brendan Ashton, Justin Thompson do up for Watkins as they get out of the top of the second inning with, just a beautiful diving catch deep in center field. And then the throw getting away on the throw back to the infield. So the runner tried obtaining third base, and Lincoln throws him out. You would never think that ball hit off the bat that was going to end up in two outs.
Interesting there. Danny Berg threw his hands up in the air on 3-0.
For what?
I don't know.
Okay. 3-0 pitch in there for a strike. Now 3-1. It's Berg, Ashton, and Thompson. As Hunziker, that pitch, that's in there for a strike as well. fills it up at 3-2. 3-2 the count. Dan Berg leading things off for Watkins as this pitch slashed foul down the left field line.
Sobieski defeating Sartell earlier today over in Waconia, 5-1, 5-1.
3-2 the count. The payoff pitch from Hunziker tapped on the right side, fielded at second, now bobbled from his knees. Still enough time for the second baseman and Handgartner. Randy, he had like two errors on the play, but he still made the play.
Able to make play as Danny hit it hard enough to that second baseman.
So one away, Brendan Ashton into the batter's box. All four Clippers who have batted have been retired by this Holt Hunziker. First offering to Ashton. Big swing popped up, fouling out of play.
He just joining us, a 1-0 game. Watertown out in front here in the bottom of the second.
1-0, and it feels like Watertown could potentially have like 4 or 5 on this, Randy, the way they've played through two. Watkins fortunate to be down by just the one as Ashton takes a ball high, evening it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count to the Clipper first baseman, Big Brendan. That's pitch, big swing and a miss right there. Looking to tie things up with that cut. Comes up empty, 1-2.
Cut.
1-2 the count. Hunziker's 1-2 pitch. Hit on the ground up the middle. That is fielded behind the bag at second by the shortstop. Wow, strong throw right there by Jadrian Keevy. Dart across the diamond for out number two.
How's that? Four of the first five outs have been ground ball outs, Kirby.
Four of the first five, and they've all been kind of up the middle. Shortstop's got two. Second baseman's got two. And then that flyout by Kramer that the center fielder got easily. Justin Thompson to the plate. JT's had a nice tournament. He was our Chasm Coveted Cat player of the game for his defense and his offense. He had a great pitching performance. As the one-strike pitch from Hunziker. This has popped up right side. That ball over now near the foul line. On the run, making the catch on the run, is the right fielder Jake Anderle. Anderle puts away the Thompson flyout, and that does it for Watkins in the second. They go in order. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We've played two. 1-0 in favor of Watertown. Third coming up in a minute on Chasm.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralminnesotarealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295. This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
Back at Chaska in the state semis, the middle five, it's Randy Rothstein.
Thank you, Kirby. And as Isaac Benish completes his warm-up tosses, we'll be ready to go here shortly, and it'll be the top of the order for Watertown. Been searching the Twitter wire for a final on that Alexandria and Waconia game, and they are not giving it to me right now. Alexandria was up 5-1 on that in that ball game. I believe that was an eighth inning score. It'll be Pat Cheetah, Ben Smith, Mitch Kelzer. 1-2-3 facing Isaac Benish. I don't know, did Matt come in from the bullpen, Kirby?
He's not out there anymore.
Okay. Benish's first pitch and a strike call to Cheetah on 0-1. Cheetah worked himself a walk, stole second, and then came across to score on a hit.
Yeah, walk, stolen base, right side ground out to get him to third, and then came across the score on that Kelzer single.
That's our difference right now, 1-0. Watertown with the lead. There's another strike from Benish, and the count 0-2. The ball, it's two strikes. We've seen in this state tournament where one run is just huge. Pitch outside, a ball, and 1-2.
Martins won 1-0 last week against Fergus Falls without a hit. Sometimes one's enough.
Ball and two strikes. Pitch. Now call the ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. 2-2 the count. Looks like Alexandria up 6-1 in the bottom of the eighth. Here's a pop-up foul and out of play. The count stays 2-2.
Guy doesn't give in, huh?
No.
Long at-bat the first time, too.
He is a battler in there. Makes a pitcher work.
And then that cheetah can run.
Two balls, two strikes. Curveball. Ooh, a dandy there by Benish. Rule low, and the count full at 3-2. 1-0. It's Watertown with the lead over Watkins. The 3-2 pitch, fastball. Popped up foul. That'll find the seats. And out of play. Count stays full at 3-2.
Just a old school leadoff hitter here, Randy. Flipping everything foul and having a long at bat. Seeing pitches for everybody.
Yeah. I remember hitters like this, left-handed hitters that played for Richmond back in the day, like Craig Ehrlichman. Craig now umpires, but he was a battler. He would work the count. And he would work the count. And he would work the count.
It's like Pat Cheetah.
Yeah. Foul back and out of play. The count stays at 3-2.
Craig Ehrlichman, I believe, umping the state championship tomorrow.
Ah, nice.
He'll be one of the three umps.
Congratulations on getting that honor. 3-2. Curveball. Swing and a miss. There you go, Isaac Benish. Way to stick with it. And brought the big nasty, and Benish puts his hand on his chest, said, that's on me. That was probably ball four, but looks pretty meaty coming across the plate.
That curveball breaks the, you know, the entire length of the zone. You're thinking at some point it's going to be in there. It just kept going down, though. Got a lot of lefties in this Watertown lineup.
They do. Ben Smith up to the plate. And Smith will chop this one in the hole. And that's going to find its way through. Carter Block tried to make a play on him. Brendan Ashton broke at first, Kirby. And I don't know if Brendan would have had an easier play than Block, but that would have needed Benish to get over to first then.
Just a 20-20 vision on that ground ball with eyes. Has just found the right hole, basically. I don't know if Brendan could have got over there. Carter clearly couldn't either.
A seeing eye single for Watertown, their fifth of the ball game. And making his way to the plate, Mitch Kelzer, the left fielder. Kelzer had a base hit in his first at bat. And the pitch, a little bit outside. The count 1-0.
So we got these righties who are punching it to right. That was a lefty sneaking one through. The hardest hit ball of the day goes to Jadrian Keevy, and he's got the out.
Yeah. And here's a hard hit to left field, and not able to get it as Matthias. That one will roll to the fence. Matthias gets it into Nolan Geislinger. They send the runner from first. That's Smith home, and it's now 2-0. Well, Kirby had just talked about hard hit balls. Gavin Matthias didn't have a chance on that as it was hit over his head. Hit the fence, bounced off, and Matthias, by the time he got it in, Smith was rounding third, and he scored easily.
RBI double right there for Kelzer, because, man, Thompson went back on that, Randy, and he looked up, and Justin basically, like, I can't get it. It's just
Excuse me, that's Thompson, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just hit too hard right there, so they double up the lead, and now it's 2-0 as Smith. I don't know, did Nolan Geislinger, did someone say, did
hold
you
on
think
to
maybe
it?
He should have fired that in, give it a shot? It would have been a very long throw.
It would have been. Would have been. At the plate, the cleanup hitter, Zach Eiton. Zach 1-for-1 today, and now 2-for-2. Slaps it to right field for a hit. And holding on at third is Kelzer. And first and third with one out. Wonder if the Watkins dugout's getting a little agitated here.
Door's open over there. Here he comes.
And here comes Matt Geislinger out of the bullpen. Dustin Kramer's going to make the visit to the mound, and we're going to see a pitching change, Kirby, here in the third inning. 2-0 Watertown, and it's going to be number 15 coming out of the bullpen.
So he was hoping that that Benish would get him, you know, as much as he could to keep him in the game, keep Watkins in the game, because you knew Matt was coming at some point. You know, he's the manager, he's the ace, he's probably the best pitcher in Class C. So you knew at some point it was going to be his game, and now you got first and third, you're down two. There's only one out. They're in the five spot of the order. It's do or die time for that left arm.
Do or die for the Watkins Clippers. You got to win this one if you want Monday's game at noon. And Matt Geislinger obviously realizes that. So do his teammates. And it probably goes against many baseball purists out there. They're pitching protocol. But, you know, I love these gamers, Kirby. I don't care. Your time as a ball player is limited here on this earth. And Matt Geislinger realizes, too, that as a pitcher, he's not going to be able to do this forever. Live in the moment. Live in the moment, baby.
He won't have to throw Tuesday or the rest of September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April. Probably by April he'll be good to go again. But, yeah, I mean, I like your thought process, Randy, where it's like, you know, 28 years old, I'm in the state semifinals. How many times has Watkins been in the state semifinals? You know, three ever or something like that?
Right.
Go after it. Try to go get that state title.
And obviously Matt realizes, too, now you've got a two-run deficit. Your offense is going to have to get going, too, at some point. So let's stop the bleeding right now.
Not a lot of warm-up pitches.
And coming up to the plate, it's Ryan Hangartner. He has the first pitch from Matty right on that inside corner. He comes right on the fifth and 0-1.
Did you expect anything else?
No, absolutely not. 0-1 the count, runners at first and third. Geislinger ready. And Hangarten lifts this to left field. Hit a long way, back by the fence, off the base of the fence. That'll score one. On to third goes Eiton, and it is 3-0 on an RBI double by Ryan Hangartner.
Wow. Jumped on that. Matt's first basically blemish. I know the run's going to go to that'll be charged to Benish, but still, I think it was tagged, Randy.
Hit a long ways into that left field corner, and Justin Thompson had to go a long way to retrieve it. So scoring on the play is Kelzer. That's the second run of the inning. It's now 3-0 Watertown. Zach Eiton ends up at third. Over at second, Ryan Hangartner and Matt Butler at the plate. Curveball, a little bit low, ball one.
Two big doubles this inning. Kelzer and Hangartner over the head of Justin Thompson. We joked the Watkins left fielder of the game before didn't do anything.
Yeah.
No action.
And the pitch inside, a ball 2-0 now to Matt Butler. Butler 1-for-1 today, had a base hit and a little showboat after it.
Not from a Watertown guy.
No. Two balls, no strikes. And there goes another hit. And another RBI. Berg will get the ball into the infield. It goes over, but on to second goes Butler, and that's going to be a throwing error on Danny Berg, allowing the runner Butler to take second.
So he gets the RBI, and then, Danny coming up throwing. Had he known that the brakes were going to be on for Hangartner, which they were pretty well applied right there, Randy, he would have never tried going to the plate all the way through with that.
Nine hits so far for Watertown hitters here in the top of the third inning. And it'll bring number seven hitter, Nick Truckee, to the plate. And Nick takes a strike called 0-1.
Big spot of the game. You can't really afford to get down by much more.
Trailing 4-0, three runs in here in the third. Truckee will follow that to the backstop. And now 0-2 to Truckee. The ball, it's two strikes. Back into the box is Truckee. He is the catcher today. Matt Geislinger sets himself on the mound, and the pitch, strike three called. Truckee gets caught looking. Two outs.
Big out right there with runners at second and 30 at the infield all the way in, Randy. Needed the punch out and got the punch out.
Right fielder Jake Anderle to the plate. Alexandria in the final four as they defeat Waconia, one of the hometown favorites. 6-1 today. Alec with the win. They take on Sobieski now for a shot at the finals. Pitch in the dirt to Anderle. Ball one. 1-0.
It's a funny game. Sometimes, I mean, you'll look back at that Alec Kimball game. Alec was great. They outplayed Kimball. But would you have thought right then and there that that team's going to go to the Final Four?
No, if I were filling out my brackets, they would have not been in consideration to be in the Final Four. Absolutely not.
And yet they are.
And they are. Here's Matt's pitch and foul to the backstop and 1-1. Now, would I have maybe picked Sobieski to ride for a while? Yeah. Yeah, I probably would have picked Watkins to ride for a while. Absolutely. But
that's what makes it fun.
It makes it fun. Absolutely.
You never know.
One ball, one strike, the count to Anderle. Runners at second and third. They take their leads. And Anderle swings and misses strike two.
Still got the zip on the old number one, Randy.
Yes, he does. And Anderle should probably be ready for something on his fists now. Over at third, it's Hangarten. At second, Matt Bauer. The 1-2. No, oof. He kept it away from him. Swinging and missing for strike three is Anderle. And that'll do it for Watertown here in the third. They come up with three runs here in the inning on four hits. Make it five hits. Three runs on five hits. There was one Watkins error and two men left on base. Watertown. We have played 2.5. It's Watertown 4 and Watkins nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASN.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Well, the hill has become a little steeper to climb for the Clippers here in the third inning. They trail 4-0 to Watertown. And this lineup, they got to start picking away at the deficit.
They trail by four, and you have no hits on the board. That's, that's plenty of time to panic.
Holt Hunsicker on the mound, and the first pitch is swing and a miss by Carter Block. It'll be the bottom third of the order. Carter Block, Carson Geislinger, and Matt Geislinger. Hunsicker delivers, and a swing and a miss by Block. Strike two. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Holt Hunsicker delivers, and Block swings and misses. He's down on strikes.
First strikeout for Holt Hunsicker, and Block not real close on any of those, Randy.
No, he was not. Back to the dugout, and here comes Carson Geislinger to the plate. Third baseman now cheats in a little bit over on the grass. And Carson loops this to center field, coming hard and making a catch on the run. It's center fielder Pat Cheetah. Caught it down by his ankles and two outs.
Yeah, made his way coming in, and then just reaching out, catching it lowly right there. But two quick outs, especially you get that get the three spot in the top of the inning. And
yeah.
You get two quick ones like that.
So two outs. Number nine hitter Matt Geislinger steps up to the plate. Hutzinger's pitch. Geislinger ground ball to third. Up with it cleanly is Smith across the diamond. 5-3 in the putout. The Clippers go quickly in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played three. It's Watertown 4 and Watkins nothing. More state tournament baseball in a minute here on KASM.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. Erkins Water is an independent water conditioning contractor. We sell equipment that is made in North America and is assembled in our office in Cold Spring. The equipment we sell is fit to your water quality. We are constantly studying new ways to make your water better because we find water quality can change and is different in different areas. Arsenic? Arsenic is being tested in wells more since EPA lowered the limits. We have equipment that can help with that.